recording.
Okay, everyone, so shh. Okay, we're both say. Okay, a couple of things. This Sunday, we're going to share a little, have Baruch Hashem, a lot of good things, but so we'll start share around 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock on Sunday. A shorter shear and we'll start at 10 o'clock, so that's the show. Okay, so again, shear 10 o'clock. Ilan. 10 o'clock Sunday.
Send it to,
make sure Dr. Presby is.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to post it now and then I'll post the Shabbos Sunday.
Okay. Okay, Bez Hashem, we're starting package Yud Zayin today. And then we'll do Yud Ches, and then we're going to start Chazar. And we'll go from there. Okay, so we've been discussing the issue of what is an ochel and what is a mashke. And yesterday we had a fascinating, chiluk between that an ochel can be one thing based on what normally is. But therefore the question was kizayis or revius. But then the way you eat it is another halacha. In other words, you could have something that's an ochel, but you drink it, so then it could be a kizayis b'chdei shtiyas revius. Those are two separate tracks. Now I want to show you something in the Kozhik Lover, that the Kozhik Lover wants to say a very interesting chiddush. So we know there is psukim in Parsha Shmini. It says Chiyutan Mayim Al Zera V'Naftal Midnivlosan Olav Tomehu Lochem. So the halacha is that if water gets on zera, say on some food, right? So the mayim is what does the mayim cause? The mayim is machshir. It was there are food items that grow from the ground that are not mekabel tuma unless one of the zayin mashkim comes in contact with that food item. Now that's called the concept of Hekshel L'Kabel Tumah. Because, so there you have an apple. And so when the apple is attached to the tree, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Once the apple is detached from the tree, then if subsequently it became liquid, it got wet from one of the Zayin Mashkim, and with the Ratzon of the Bailim, then the then it's considered Hukshul L'Kabel Tumah. Okay? So that's the... So the Mishnah in Machshirin on page 3 says, Shiva Mashkinim. There are 7 Mashkin that could be Hukshul L'Kabel Tumah. Tal, Du, Mayim, Yayin, Shemen, Dam, Cholav, Udvash. Devorim. These are the 7 mashkim. So if they fall on a food item after it's detached from the ground, even if the liquid now dried up, but now potentially if a sheretz touches it, it becomes tummy. So that's interesting. I once saw someone... Remember, the Or Yerushalayim Yeshiva once came out with a Torah journal, and they had this Dvar Torah. I don't know who the original source of it is. That all the Zayin Mashkin represent one of the Yomim Tovim. So let's see how it works. How? Lu. Pesach. Mayim. Sukkos. Yayim. Pur. Shemin. Kanika. Dam.
Isa. Is it just a voice?
Yeah.
Yom Kippur.
It's Yom Kippur.
Okay.
Cholov. Shuos. Dvash.
Shashon.
Okay. So that was the...
Is there any...
Okay, now what do you do with this? Okay, then you—that's what—that's where you become a shul rabbi. Now you develop it, and you say a whole drasha on this. That's you know. Okay.
For which
yom
do you say the drasha?
Oh.
You start it at Pesach and you finish it.
Right. Yeah. Now. So the question is, so that now according to this, say like May Peros, right, fruit juice, that's not one of the Zayin Mashkim, right? Orange juice is not one of the Zayin Mashkim, right? So the Zayin Mashkim, you know, have halachic ramifications for Hechshel Kabbal Tumah. The question is, what other inyonim do they have ramifications for? So the Eretz Tzvi, on page 18, 19 of Chulei, he has a tshuva on making kiddush on schnapps. Right? We saw, like Rav Shechta pointed out, Rav Moshe Spear said from Rav Shechta, that this is, you know, obviously counter to what we saw from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Yeah. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that you can't make kiddush on schnapps. Rav Shechta always likes to say because it's not a beverage. You're not eating it for thirst. It's not clear, you know, from what we saw in the footnotes there, that that's the pshat in Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He doesn't explain. It could be the other pshat that we saw in the Sefer from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Ketzer Rosh with the new edition, is that schnapps could just be considered water. Not that it's not mashke. It is mashke. It's you drink it. It's mashke. So maybe it is mashke, but maybe still you can't use it because it's you know, it's evaporated, it's distilled, and therefore it's just water. And therefore, if it's water, then you won't be able to make kiddush. In other words, not this idea that Rav Shechta likes to say that, you know, the difference between a beverage, which is to quench your thirst, or something else that you're drinking, not to necessarily quench your thirst, wouldn't be a din of beverage. That's not necessarily what he's saying. But look now on page 19, Rabosai, from the Kosher Glover. The Kosher Glover is Givaldic. So look what he wants to say here. He has different opinions on page 19. Look what he says. There was, he's quoting the discussion of schnapps. Says Nirlani as Daitel Yashin Minaka Gaonim Akdoshim. It was many Gaonim Kadoshim would make Kiddush on schnapps. Fagdima Shaomar Hamil Chaschidach, Austeres de Verama Vinan, Vin Shir Shtias Mashkin Vinian Malkus. In him Kizayis or Revis. Hilchas Brachas. Rambam says Shir Shtia, Bracha Chonis Revis. But then he says Revis Yayin Shel Orla. Hashtos Stam Yeinam is Revis. So he says like this. Nirlani has Daiti. On the left side of the page, where the arrow is, near Laniyaz Daiti Haklusha V'Haretusha. You like that? Nearly means nicely haklusha v'haratusha. The hadashir mashkin revius hainu davka be'echad mizayin mashkin. So he wants to say a tremendous chiddush. Woo! This is a chiddush. He came for a chiddush. In other words, if you would drink orange juice, right? So how much do you have to drink to make a bracha chrona? Pashtus is a revius. It's a mashke, revius. So he says, no. No. Because orange juice is not one of the Zayin mashkin. So it's not really a mashke. It's not one of the Zayin mashkin of Machshirin LeKabel Tumah.
That would become a big problem.
No,
concentrate or not concentrate.
Yeah, right.
Concentrate.
Concentrate, then it's water. It's flavored water. Oh.
Yes.
So that makes it interesting because you would think concentrate is in Shvach Hazach. And for kids, it's more of a mashke than when it's 100%
pure
Tropicana oranges.
A lot of times it's a mixture, but you don't know which percentage
right.
it is. But you have to figure that out, and you have to figure out how you know which rock and
roll. Right. So he says here, the Zayin Mashkin. So he says an orange juice, you know how much orange juice you have to drink to make a bracha chrona? Kezayis. In other words, the amount that a kezayis would displace of the orange juice, that's the amount you drink for and which is what? Which is less than a and a revius is more. Whatever we saw. What did we see from the Sama Rebbe? 2.9, whatever. So this is an interesting halach, chiddush. He's saying that the Zayin Mashkin define what's Mashke. There was in Hilchos Lehechsher Mekabel Tumah. We say there are only Zayin Mashkin, Yat Shachadam, Yayin Dvash, right? All these things that we just mentioned.
And there are those who learn in the Shabbos the same
idea.
That in order to be the
Oraisa
of.
Yeah, right. Toras masculine Hefsha, Dina Mekazayis, the Havika Ochel. Hey, Linyan Shabbos. Yeah. Hey, Linyan Shabbos. They behind the Chavskita Zeisiv Anovim. Why? Because Zeisiv Anovim is Shemen and Yayin. Bishop the Schita Sharpeiris have a kemephoric ochel mi ochel. Moshe Kosu Bishokonar Harach. So he says that's the pshat. How come the midoraisa you only chayev if you squeeze an orange or you squeeze an olive or a grape? Because the idea is you squeeze now that mashke comes from the ochel, but by an orange. It's not daraisa because that's all. Because the orange juice itself is only is olchom. He named the may perish einim mizayin mashkin toras olchol away. Chay das arayvit the chol may perish einim mizayin mashkin mashke einim betam mitoras mashke mikol magum kam tuvus olchom. Oh, so that's his big bestowed. So we may now go to page 20. Uvzei yisyashiv ma'ad yivavus kof yidal, and he said, Dam shiur brevis. But then the Gemara Krisa says it's mekazayis. So he says, what's the pshat? In other words, the Gemara Yivavus says the dam shiur brevis. And the Gemara Krisa says it's kazayis. So how much dam do you have to eat to consume to violate, you know, to get malchus? So he says, beautiful. So he says, kashglover. Because Yivamis is calling him dam shchita. You see, when we say dam is machshir, that's only dam shchita. That's what the Zayin Mashkin. Well, sham dam einu machshir. The dam hakafasa, the dam hakaza einu machshir. Rak dam shchita. You can be kriyish sham first to kail dam halev. Zainu dam shchita, einu machshir. In king incurs mashkelo. So it depends which dam it is. The dam mekizai sham kayal dam sheinu dam shchita, because it's not a mashkit. It's only a mashkit. It's dam shchita, like dam heivarim or dam halev or dam magafaso. Kayal dam beheim chayot meim. Who says Uvze Ashi Shapir? Nami Divei Rambam. Pech says Vav Nihilchus Vacholos Asurus Lingin Yain Shel Orla. The Kilei Akerim. So the Rambam says that the Shir is Revis because it's Yain. It's one of the Zayin Mashkin. Have a Masha Pasuk Perek Vav Nihilchus Vacholos Asurus Liam. The Indian dam, the Shiura, because I is Kaigam Ken al dam halev al dam akaza. So he says, but it's not dam shchita that it's not one of the Zayin Mashkin. So then it's an ochel. And he says, and the Rambam says Hilchas Chometz Matza Mamache Chometz Shosa, the Shiura is Kazais. Because if you take a muffin, and you liquefy a muffin. So that's not one of the Zayin Mashkin, right? It's not one of the Zayin Mashkin. So Mamela, it's going to be an ochel, so it's Shir Kazayis. So it's there. As a Shapir, Pshitus, the Chomichin, Nismache, Vade, Enel of Torah's Mashkin. They didn't be Zayin Mashkin, okay, Shir Kazayis. 1 second. Oh, so now on page 21, take a look. L'fi ha'omur, makom yesh barosh loma, adlin yain sarf. Now let's talk about schnapps. Back to schnapps. So what's the shir? Bracha achrona. Bekezayis, kedas atas. Lo mitame. Wait, what is the taz? Yeah, we have the taz in the packet here. On page 15. Yes, let's see what is it. Let's see. Roshir Koshal Bracha. After the Lishnos Revis. Koshal Shtir Shtir. Oh, so 1 second. So back to the Kosher Glove for a second. Yad Sarif, who made, he says, well, how do you make schnapps? Is from what? Maple. So what do you do? Maple Paris. Well, wheat. Sweet. It's wheat. So wheat is not one of the Zayin Mashkin, right? The enemy Zayin Mashkin, right? Obi Tapuche Adama. Right, you can make it from potatoes, right? You can make it schnapps from potatoes. Or misorim. Or misharme peris. And even if there's some water also, but that's what, you know, the rove is the may peris. Culture of may peris, bottled my barov, vainbom didn't he bull of mashka, may peris. So he says, visa only yofa minog Yisrael, kadosh yom Shabbos, al slochus, cotton. Oh, so he explains, that's why we use a little schnapps glass for schnapps. He says, a murder dick of wort. You know why? Usually, you need a revis, right? You need a bigger coast, right? A revis. So why over there? He says, no, because schnapps is an oichel. Listen carefully. So Maria, what's the shear for an oichel? A kezayis. So a schnapps glass is a kezayis. Oh, now you should have said, but if it's an oichel, how could you make... So the answer is, maybe it could be a Moshe Shapiro, maybe I heard someone say this, but the answer is, lemaisa, it's a drink, but it's a liquid. So that's, but in other words, you can't make a chreis, the kiddush on a, you know, on a yodel. Understand? But say something is a liquid, but all he did is an oichel. So he wants to say that it's a liquid of mice, so you pick it and it doesn't have the dimash there, so therefore the shear is desires. But you don't say, but he wanted to say that if it's an oichel, then you should be able to make it. No, he said you can't make it. That's just the board. He says it's an ochel, but it...
Maybe that's what the kind of
would be. Yeah. So he says, so Mamela, he's saying, he wants to say the Midah Yisrael to use a little shot glass is because the shear is going to be a kezayis, not a revis. So then, once you say it's a kezayis, it's ochel, so how can you use it for giddush? Saying the answer is he must hold that the bottom line is it's still a liquid form. So even though pidin, it's you know, it might not be considered a mashke, but lemaisa, if it's in a liquid form, you can make kiddush on it.
Rabbi, you can make kiddush on bread.
That's but that's on Friday night you make it bread. That's on Friday night. That's on Friday night.
Swash.
During the day, Shabbos day, you can't.
Shabbos day, you can't.
Even if you don't have anything else.
You don't have anything else. So he says, "Lufize ola yofa minig Yisrael kadosh biyom Shabbos kodesh al tzluchis cotton shel gain saraf dinei magen Avram." Because the Mogen Avraham says it's machlokes. What is a kazayis? Is there three kazayisim in the beitzah or two kazayisim in the beitzah? Right. So he says for dinim derabbanan, we assume a kazayis is a smaller shlish beitzah. In dinim deraisa, it's a chatzik beitzah. Okay. Then you kiddush hayom is only derabbanan, so then we can. So therefore, the shear of a kezayis is a shlish beitza. So then you have one of these guzzles. That's good. So this is a harifus. You know, it's a harifus on many levels. But then he says, "Only on his diet of chazik divrei ataz, the yain serf shaderach lushtos, page 22." Ma'at will so shear. He says, by Yain Saraf, the derech is to drink a little bit. So then you don't need, that was the Taz's words. But we'll get to that. But look what he writes here at the end of the truth from the Kamarna. V'hayin yon reason ma'isa oreg la'rava gormi Kamarna. I zirakstin. In the Mishnayis, the Kamarna Mishnayis. So, the answer of Yeshua Rov Ochlin. ולא חושב משקה. לא עשו לקדש עליו. כל הכבונות שם נמשך רובו באוכלן. So he's saying this other word, that since it's coming from what? It might be the zeya of an ochel is an ochel. So the kamarna is the one who says you can't make kiddush on schnapps. Because it's coming from potatoes or from barley. Even though it's a liquid, for mice it's a liquid. But he says, since it has a din ochel. The kosher glover says, no, even if it's a din ochel, but if the mice it's a liquid, it's okay, I'm fakir. You get the shear of a kazais. Where the kamarna says, no, al pidin. The kamarna is working with the lumdus. Al pidin, it's an oichel. Because it's coming from an oichel. Zeyas oichlin ka oichlin. So it's coming from an oichel. So it's like an oichel, even though it's a liquid. As an oichel. So that's what the kamarna writes, that you shouldn't. So that's the. You want to see the kamarna? Look at the kamarna. In the Mishnayos of the kamarna. I xeroxed it, page 9, and then page 10. He says, "Kol minei zeya inu mashkin, afil zeyas mashkin." So zeyas mashkin ubi marov ochle luchoshim mashkin. Ochle, just a second. So zeyas mashkin leisha elkiv told us mine. Kol minei zeya inu mashkin, afil zeyas mashkin. In halacha, the answer of chashim mashkin l'chol dover. Zeyas mashkin. In a rov l'ochlin. So it depends where it's coming from, because even he's agreeing that what. Feel zeis mashkin. We know halacha. The answer of chashid mashkin all dover. So it's zeis mashkin. The way he presents it here depends what it's coming from. It's coming from ochel, then it's dinu ka ochel. Okay, but the fascinating concept of the kosher glover is the mimlamet chus on the yain saraf and to use less than a revius. So he's saying not like the taz that you normally drink with less than revius, but because it's a din ochel, and therefore it has a sheer kezayis, and it has a smaller kezayis because it's only drabanan. So it's a smaller kezayis, and he doesn't say this vort that once he says it's an ochel, it should be possible anyway. He's saying it's an ochel, but lemaisa legabi the sheer it's an ochel, but in the metzias it's a mashke because lemaisa you're drinking it. Like we saw the Mechas Yitzchak, if you're drinking it, you know, even Rabbi Kyle would agree, you're drinking it.
So if we plug in the svara of the Eretz Tzvi into that which the Tzvi got to see on yesterday, we should come out exactly the opposite and go Shabbos, right?
What, the Gabe, the ice cream?
Right, because Legabe, the Brach Achrona, you would say, it's not a Mashia. Because
the milk is a real mashke. So then,
so I guess,
it would be the opposite. The milk ice cream would be a real mashke. Yeah, that could be coming out. Yeah,
but in terms of
the word you say,
bracha b'sof hasuga, then you would say,
well, ma'isa. So if it's an ochel, then you can't make a bracha. Then you would make a bracha. If it's a mashke, you wouldn't. So. Okay, interesting. Okay, everybody, we'll take a 2-minute break and then we'll have Chumash. Again, those that didn't hear, we're having a shiur, you know, Sunday shiur is going to be at 10 o'clock, Mr. Shiur.
Post it again.
And then, Mr. Shiur, Monday we'll do Packet Yud Ches, and then we'll start Tuesday Chazara.